Media consultant extraordinaire and damn good friend of mine, survivalspeech.com is the website, folks. Survivalspeech.com. Holland Cook here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Great to have you with us.
And darn proud to be here.
The man that told me 20 years ago, the only difference between you and the people at the network is that they're there and you're not.
Turns out I was right, huh?
Yeah, yes, I tell you, I haven't forgotten it. Thank you. First of all, you were just in Vegas at the NAB, right?
Yeah, for an entire week, the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas, and I assure you, it was all business.
Tell us about it.
Well, if I had to reduce the whole thing to an elevator speech, the common thread that was woven through almost everything I heard anybody say was that the user has now taken control of the media, and it's different even when we were kids. You might have had three or four TV stations, a half a dozen radio stations, and the newspaper. Fast forward to present day, and there's YouTube, and there's podcasters, and we have social media, and there really is no barrier to entry with the software that comes pre-installed on a $300 computer. Anyone can broadcast, can publish, if you will, virtually free, instantly, and worldwide. So the legacy media are playing defense, and accordingly, I get the tweet from you every day about the DVR alert. How many people who watch the Ed Show might not happen to watch when you're doing it live at 5 p.m.? Many of the people who are listening to what we're saying right now are listening sometime in the future, because you have podcasts, and I'll tweet this out from my website. So the user has really taken control, and that, I think, ups the game of the guys who do what we do, the people who are on the legacy media, radio and TV and what's left of newspaper and magazines.
You know, it adds up between We Got Ed and Ed Show and our Facebooks. We're pushing 600,000.
Yep.
I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. And you try to go personal as best you can with their audience so they get a real feel of your content, where you're at on stuff, to keep them involved, entertained, informed, whatever. It can be overwhelming.
Just before my turn here on your show, I was fumbling with installing the Sling Box, which allows me to watch what's on my TV back at home wherever I am on any device. And before that, I installed the Roku Box, which is like Apple TV that does the same thing, meaning it turns your TV into a great big display for whatever you want to watch there. And then you get Netflix, and when you connect all this stuff up, suddenly the TV listings are much less interesting. You know, I have taken control of my tube.
So there you have the NAB, folks, in a nutshell. The consumers now are making choices that were not even heard of 5 years ago.
And I think that's good for the consumer, and I think it's good for us, because the people who create the content are playing in a very crowded arena now, and it forces us to up our game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. In the meantime, where is talk radio in all of this? There have been some shiftings taking place when it comes to the conservative lineup, which, of course, dominates the spoken word format in our industry. And there are some changes. I'm not taking any shots here. There simply are some numbers shifting and some changes. Holland, what are they?
Well, I'm tempted to say, let's go to the videotape, because you and I have been talking about this on TV as long ago as a year and change. The conversation really picked up on February 29, 2012, Leap Year Day, which was day one of this three-day Rush Limbaugh Sandra Fluke faux pas. And if we were studying the history of talk radio, you stick a pin in the timeline there. Because at that moment, a very well-organized and relentless advertiser boycott effort, which remains underway today, rendered that business inviable. Hundreds of blue-chip national advertisers have not only wandered away from Rush Limbaugh and some of the other righties, they've abandoned the format entirely. They're afraid to be heard on a news talk station because this man's use of his free speech triggered the opposing viewpoint exercising their right to free speech. The boycotters are speaking and using the marketplace to say enough. So as a consequence of all of this, the very company that owns, for instance, the Rush Limbaugh show, which owns a bunch of great big talk stations, has actually demoted him to smaller talk stations in two really big markets. You and I did an Ed show about this at the time in Los Angeles and San Francisco. They moved him aside because his continuing presence was making it tough to make a go of it with the big station. So he was told to go sit at the kids' table. And the irony in this is that for years, the radio righties have been cackling about progressive radio's failure to attain their level of listenership, while the radio lefties had to go sit at the kids' table. Well, now he's there, and we just got the first round of monthly radio ratings yesterday. Tomorrow, we're going to get Boston, Detroit, Miami, San Diego. But yesterday we got New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago and Dallas and some of the other big markets. And it is stunning to say this when we think that Rush Limbaugh himself led this whole talk radio revolution back in 1990. But today, Rush Limbaugh is on the number 22 station in New York. He is on the number 37 station in Los Angeles. In New York, four of the stations that are beating his station are not even English language stations. The Rush Limbaugh station in New York is getting beat by a station that plays classical music. In Los Angeles, where you might expect it, there are 11 non-English speaking stations beating Rush Limbaugh. And guess what? In both markets, the station that he just left in January is now up slightly over where it was when he left. Now, as you said, I think graciously at the beginning here, there's a lot of change underway, and people are going to have to sort this out and find where their voices went. In Detroit, Sean Hannity was on Mighty WJR, which you can get in about 22 states at night, and now he's on a 1400 AM that doesn't have nearly as big a footprint. So he's going to be disadvantaged there. And wherever these changes are taking place, they're working against human nature, because radio listening is habit, and we have presets. And you may end up liking the guy who replaced them better than the guy you can't find anymore. So the short answer is talk radio as we know it, the crazy uncle, righty, politically monologue-based, I'm right, you're wrong genre, is mathematically in trouble.
New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, all down.
Yeah, and how about in Chicago? Rush Limbaugh is on a great big station there. It is number 19 in the ratings, and he didn't move there. Same in Dallas. He's on the same great big station he always has been, so they don't have to go find him. Okay. And that station is now number 21 in the ratings. The station that Sean Hannity vacated for in Dallas is number 29 in the ratings. Obviously, this is going to shake out some more. The Rush Limbaugh station hasn't changed in Philadelphia. They're number 17 in the ratings. So patterns emerge, and one of the patterns is that he's still a big act in small markets. It's just looking like he's turning into a small act in big markets.
And you do believe that it started with the Sandra Fluck?
That really revved it up. But there were a lot of trends already in motion, the biggest of which is demographic. Nobody's going to stop this. There are 95 million millennials who just don't go for the crazy uncle act and don't crave confrontation. This is not their fare. And then again, there's how long can any act stay hot, okay? And over the years, have you noticed something? It hasn't happened. All the stuff that Limbaugh and his legion of followers, all the Rush wannabes have been preaching out, hasn't happened. Their guys don't get elected president. The stock market is now over 16,000, and they want to call this president's economy a failure. You would have thought, if they had it right, lo these many years, that somebody would have listened.
Survivalspeech.com, Holland Cook, talk radio consultant, media consultant extraordinaire, and my good friend. Holland, good to have you with us, always. Thanks,
see
buddy.
See you next time on The Ed Show.
Absolutely. Holland Cook with us here on The Ed Schultz Radio Show. Survivalspeech.com, that's his website. always has interesting information there. No question about it. Love talking to the guy. He's a great friend. I've known him for a long, long time.